You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
There are many things that need answers, and that's why we have politicians. We don't like the ones we have right now in many cases, but whose fault is that? It's the fault of those that didn't vote more than it is the ones that did vote in many cases. This 10-12% nonsense is why you've got what you've got, from local to state to national. So I think it is incumbent upon all of us and the media to do it without being, polarizing the audience by, picking or leaning towards one side. I don't care what party anybody's affiliation is. I don't care what the D, the R, whatever you are, it shouldn't matter. What you're saying, what your policies, what is your mind and your heart say? What makes the most sense? What is reasonable? And what is something that is worth, a compromise with the other guy? Got to accomplish something and stop walking in angry circles. And that's what we're doing. And it's very unproductive. And for the future of this country and this city and the state, people got to start paying attention. Not just the old people that vote. Everybody has got to get themselves to the polls and understand, Jesus, if we could, put this on some kind of gigantic plaque, just the fact that that election, was it Minnesota or what?
Coin flip one?
Yes.
That was out east in North Carolina, I think.
This did not get enough play, and you cannot oversell the fact. And I don't even know what the office was, and that's my bad for not...
It was their equivalent of a state legislature.
Okay. Well, it was a relatively important vote on a local level in a different state, but it could have been us. But these two people ended up in a dead heat, 11,000 votes and some change each. And they had to flip a coin to decide who the winner was. If that doesn't get your attention about the importance of, yes, your vote matters, that was unbelievable.
That was Virginia, I'm sorry.
Well, that should have gotten a hell of a lot more play than it did. A coin flip to decide who wins the election, that's not a good sign that the process is working correctly. And we need to be aware of this. And if you don't think, there are so many people, and I think that we are all probably guilty of this, that don't want any, there's just too much government. We don't want government in our lives. There's too many of them. Well, you don't want them in your life until you need them in your life. Then you want their assistance. You can't have it both ways. This has to be looked at carefully, and you need to find out about who these people are, what they want, what their mission is, what they hope to achieve, or do they just want to win and then go to D.C. and be the rep from this state or be the governor of the state just for the power-hungry needs inside of them? Why does anybody want to be in politics in the first place? Is it for the money? Oh, that doesn't hurt. It's for the prestige and the power that you think that you wield over people. And as time goes on, you lose that sense of, well, I got here because I want to help somebody. That may be your idea going in, but about 2 years into it, when you're bringing home that $174,000 a year and all the perks and benefits for life, and you got lobbyists cramming your pockets full of cash to vote this way, your attitude changes dramatically. That's why there are term limits and need to be more. Maybe it's a very complicated process, but the time has come in 2018 for everybody to start paying attention and getting a grip on this. And there's a shift. It is happening, and people are becoming more committed to the governments in their city, in their state. And as discussed here with Shay a lot, that's where it all begins.
Yep. Because they'll respond locally a lot faster.
Yeah, you can see it happen sometimes. And once you attempt to engage a politician these days, that's one of the benefits, I believe, of social media, because there are benefits. These guys all have Facebook pages. They all have the tweetosphere thing. They can tweet and twat and Facebook and Instagram and all that other crap. But if you make an attempt to reach out and ask for their help or support them on something, or if they don't get back to you and don't engage with you, you can crucify them on social media.
Yes.
And in this day and time, they don't need to be crucified. They want to be loved. So the social media does have its upside when it comes to politics. And so don't forget that either. As I mentioned before, I mean, if you, you know, email your mayor or your congressman or the city council person in your district, you're likely going to get a response. It might be some, you know, form letter that says, you know, thank you, dear enter name here for your concern. We'll holler back at you. Those days had better be over, because that kind of cold, impersonal response is not going to leave you in good stead with these people. So keep these things in mind. It's going to be one of those years where a lot of things happen real fast, and you want to, you know, just kind of be there and see and at least be engaged and know what you're talking about. This is your city, your county, your state, and your country, not theirs. You decide on who goes, or you decide on who goes by not voting. So take your pick, which one is the best spot to be in. On to other things of much more importance. Time magazine recently asked Macaulay Culkin if he would ever do another Home Alone movie. I'm pausing to let that sink in. His response?
Yes, what'd he say?
Only if it was set in the woods like Rambo. What is he, about 50 years old now? Yeah, let's do some more Home Alone movies. Good call. The AV Club, whatever that is, claims that Atari is launching a new game show based upon their original video game, Pong. Really? Mm-hmm. Pong was the very first video game that most of us saw. And it was the dumbest, simplest, most addictive thing in the history of that stupidity. Now it's going to be a game show.
Wonder how they're going to work that.
I doesn't know, but it really seems stupid and desperate. I don't know. Josh Hysaw is our friend and a man who sells houses with Keller Williams. His team over there, his system is provided, some great results and quickly for many people. Experience and effectiveness was what you want in an agent. That's what Josh does. He meets with you and they lay out some strategy ideas and get you the most money for your house. This is a process. He helps you with it every step of the way. And you'll be on the market. You'll be getting offers. Your house will be sold. And you'll be thankful that you went this route. It's a pretty intense process that, and you know, 45 days in, if it isn't sold, most folks might walk away or change agents. Well, Josh will either buy the house outright or make the payments as you go on and try to get it sold. But usually that isn't even required because the houses are out there, they get a number of offers and sell in the course of 3 or 4 days or a week. So this is a pretty easy choice, I would think. Josh Hysaw, Hisaw, 461-8147, the phone number. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com is that phone number. So call the man up, and it's a hot market. He will help you get that house sold, and you be happy, and everybody be happy. If you're trying to find something nutritious for breakfast, I meant to read this earlier, but I don't know. I had more content then, and now we're fading. I don't know if this is true or not, but it makes a little bit of sense. It depends. Well, it says here, if you want to eat something nutritious for breakfast, try grabbing a pizza. Now, there's the opening line to get your attention, but there's a lot more to it than that. Mm-hmm. In the morning, for years before I did this job, I didn't know what breakfast was. It was coffee at about noon. But in the morning, when you're up and have to function, you got to eat. And people do different things. I have this smoothie full of different fruits and vegetables and stuff and a fiber bar and a hard-boiled egg. That's about it. Some folks eat cereal. And cereal is full of so much junk and sugar. Yeah, it tastes good. I mean, Cap'n Crunch is awesome.
Yeah, but there's lots of cereal.
But there's lots of different ways. There is Raisin Bran. These grain cereals that don't have all the sugar and all the funk and help you get things out of your system, let's say. They're the best call. A nutritionist, whose name isn't given here, that's a bad sign, mm-hmm. says that a slice of pizza is healthier than a bowl of cereal with milk. The calories are about the same, but the pizza has a lot more protein and keeps you full throughout the morning. Yeah, because it's full of that crust that is all bread.
Right.
Pizza, it says here, isn't really health food. Thanks. But the point is that cereal and all of its sugar is bad for your health. Sugar and salt kill more people, I'm guessing, than, booze and dope. Or it's at least a pretty close race.
Yeah. But again, this is general. This depends on the pizza.
Exactly.
It depends on the cereal.
Others say that cereal can be fine. We know that. If you choose one with 3 grams of sugar or less. And at least 6 grams of fiber. If you walk the cereal aisle, you can see how they place this stuff. And if you're letting your kids pick out the cereal, well, that's a mistake. The Trix boxes are cute, and Cocoa Krispies and Count Chocula. Cute boxes inside death. The fiber cereals and Raisin Bran and Wheaties and that kind of stuff is a lot better for you than this, or a pizza. That's not to say that grabbing a frozen pizza and popping it in is a good idea either.
Right.
There are different ways to go with this, so use your brain.
Oh, that cereal aisle, someone pointed out a while back, I never noticed this before, the kids' cereals with the mascots on them,
yeah.
They're always looking down, so that when the kids are looking up, it's like they're looking at each other.
Well, sure. Yeah. They aren't stupid.
No.
And the kids know what they want. And if you are giving in to your kids' demands to buy them some more sugar pops, well, just don't. It's your kid, pardon me, but if they're bouncing off walls, it's gonna rot their teeth out of their head, and it makes them meaner than they already are. So go for it. In Philadelphia, there's a place up there. It's called Hunter Winfield's Resort. Actually, it's in Minnesota, where it's colder than anything. They're offering a Super Bowl package. This place is a resort. It lets fans stay in ice castles. I guess they're on a lake they're in this part of the country where it's so cold they have ice castles with beds and direct TV. I think I'll pass. The ice castles have fishing holes. And they only cost you $4.50 a night. But how do you stay warm in an ice castle?
I don't know. You can't really heat them.
If you have a heater, wouldn't it melt around you?
I would think so.
And it probably wouldn't make your TV work, and that would be bad.
You'd wake up in the lake.
This is a really dumb idea. Valentine's Day stories have begun. NBC claims that Home Goods is selling a bag of Valentine's Day candy that contains 2,000 pieces of chocolate. The bag has 50,000 calories and stands 40 inches tall. So if you would like to kill your partner for Valentine's Day, get this for him.
And then drop it on their head and they'll kill them.
The bag cost $200. 50,000 calories, 2,000 pieces of chocolate. I think you're right. Just buy it. And hit them upside the head with it. Problem solved.
Right.
Then you eat the candy and you die. Murder, suicide. It's all over.
Together forever.
Oh, my gosh. Just can't make it up, people. Rook Insurance. Life insurance. That would help you in a time like this. Life, car, you name it. The Rook Insurance Company has been a good friend of our program for a couple of years. Rookinsurance.com. They're also a part of the Max giveaway of this brand new motorcycle. They can discuss the insurance on bikes with you as well. A number of extras at no extra charge. from the Rook Insurance Company. A number of things to look at, small accident forgiveness and lots of things involving motorcycles and cars and all of these things. They're the home of the Erie rate lock that locks in your rate and leaves it there indefinitely. No surprise rate hikes. They have insurance for small businesses that is really important, and an array of things that you wouldn't even think about, but you need to. On the website, rookinsurance.com, they will list these things. Or make a phone call and have an appointment. Stop by and chat and get more information on what might be best for you. Two offices in the Mid-South area, 867-SAVE is the phone number. Or the information at rookinsurance.com is, that's on the internet. You can go there and find out more about that anytime you want to.
Email us anytime at mail@rickinthemorning.com.